Bell's Secret, Outback Brides, Book 2, written by Victoria Perman and read by Jennifer Valetti. Do you, Amanda Noble, take Simon Patterson as your companion through time and space for all eternity? The bride nodded, and the two buns perched over her ears wobbled precariously.
I do.
And do you, Simon Patterson, take Amanda Noble as your princess through time and space for all eternity?
I do,
the groom replied. By the powers vested in me by the Commonwealth of Australia, I now pronounce you husband and wife. And so, with those simple, fanfic-inspired words, marriage celebrant Isabella Martinson officiated over her 100th wedding. As the newlyweds kissed and hugged, wiped away their tears, and erupted in joyous laughter, Isabella stepped back. She closed her leather-bound folder, in which she had placed two printed copies of the vows the couple had written, and looked on as family, friends, and a couple of people dressed as small furry animals crowded around the happy couple, offering embraces and congratulations. The late January sun shone down on the native garden. Lemon-scented gums perfumed the air, and the dappled shade offered some respite from the heat. Off in the distance, the apple-green leaves of nearby vineyards shimmered, and a kookaburra called as if to herald the newlyweds. Isabella sighed and allowed herself a self-satisfied smile. Who said romance was dead? She experienced the same warm feeling after every marriage she performed. But there was something altogether extra special about this place. Wirra Station. Here, in this stunning country location, she could have sworn that the love and happiness seemed to be bigger, closer somehow. She'd been living here for a year now, a few kilometres out of the nearest town of Wirralong in northern Victoria, as the resident marriage celebrant at her best friend Maggie Walker's wedding venue. How much had Maggie accomplished since she'd inherited this historic sheep station? Her determination, passion, and plain old elbow grease had transformed the run-down heritage homestead and outbuildings and created one of Australia's most authentic country wedding venues. Isabella loved her new life. She hadn't once regretted the move from big city Melbourne. Swapping skyscrapers and traffic jams for fresh air and sunsets was about the best thing she'd ever done. She loved her job. Really loved it. She adored shepherding blissfully loved-up couples through the process of a civil wedding, guiding them as they took the leap of faith into marriage. Every couple she married believed heart and soul in that elusive happy ever after. When they sat in front of her during the pre-marriage interview, she loved seeing in their eyes how earnestly and sincerely they believed that the person whose hand they were holding would be the one, the only, their lifelong love. With their heart and souls, they believed that their wedding would be the first day of the rest of their perfect lives. They believed, in those hopeful, love-struck moments, that love would last forever. Isabella's job was like watching an endless loop of all her favourite romantic comedies spliced into one long film montage. Happy Ever After, followed by Happy Ever After, followed by Happy Ever After. She was able to leave work every day with a lump in her throat and a tear in her eye. Her job and this location made her a very contented woman. Congratulations to the happy couple! The pronouncement, and then a huge cheer from the crowd, snapped her back to the present. She watched on as the groom dipped his princess backwards and laughed along with the guests when one of her hairpieces, shaped like a pastry, became detached from her ear and...